Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka. Glad you are with me today. I'm a Lifestyles member. I am a real estate investor. I also do the free workshops that we have. It's kind of the introductory workshop to everything we do with Lifestyles Unlimited. If you've not been to one of those, I would invite you to join me. I'm going to be doing it next Saturday at noon. And you go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can sign up for that workshop. Like I said, it's free and it's some really good stuff. Now, I want to get right into it today. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about fear. And today is directly related to that because I want to tell you how I got started in real estate and why I started investing in real estate and my two big takeaways for success. There are just two because everything else flows from these two takeaways. Now, I'm going to share them with you in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to start out. If you've heard me before, you might know a little bit of my story. When I was 5 years old, I had two shares of stock. I had a share of Dr. Pepper. We were in Waco, Texas at the time. And at Baylor University, back in the day, you couldn't buy Coke. You couldn't buy its weak sister, Pepsi. You could only buy Dr. Pepper stock. Why would anybody want to buy Pepsi anyway? I wonder if I get in trouble for saying that on the radio. Anyway, I had a share of Dr. Pepper, and I had a share of a company called Varian Associates, which was one of the very first Silicon Valley tech companies. Now, when I say tech, this is back in the day, 1967, when a computer was the size of a city block and nowhere close to being as powerful as the phone that you have in your hand. But if I had kept that one share of stock, I might be a multimillionaire from that one share of stock. At 5 years old, I would get up, I would look in the newspaper, I would see if I gained or lost 12 and a half cents. Back in the day, stock movements were tracked that way. And so I knew what 12 and a half cents was because I knew that was half of a quarter. And that's big money for a 5 year old. And I wanted to make money. And I thought maybe I could get rich from those two shares of stock. Now, obviously, my dad, I didn't call a stockbroker. My dad was a stockbroker, and he actually put the order in for me, taught me how to look that up in the newspaper. Moved to Austin, Texas when I was in second grade, spent the rest of my growing up there. When I graduated from high school, I went back to Waco. I like to say I thought I loved Waco before Waco was cool, before Chip and Joanna Gaines got there. I got a BBA. I got an MBA. I actually just found the other day I have a certificate because I was in a National Economics Honor Society and a Finance Honor Society. I don't know. I like to joke. It basically cracks me up. I don't know how I got in those things. Somehow somebody left the door open. But when I graduated from Baylor in 1986, I moved to Houston, Texas to be a stockbroker with E.F. Hutton. I love the stock market. I love it for speculating. I love it for gambling. I love it for raising capital for a company, but not so much for investing. Here's the basic plan. If you are in a 401k, you're an IRA, you've got your money in stocks, maybe you have it in an index fund. I'll just tell you, an S&P index fund is the best way to go if you want to do anything like that. Even then, you're going to make money, then lose money, make money, and then lose money. We have so many members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have made a fortune in real estate because they first got decimated in the stock market. Lifestyles founder, Dale Walmsley, Black Friday in 1987 in October, that was his birthday. He got devastated in the stock market, said this is not going to work anymore, this is no bueno, and is now worth $60 million because of his investments in real estate. David Fisher, 2008-2009, had $500,000, lost $430,000 of it in the stock market. Said, not going to do that anymore, is now worth $8 million today. So here's the thing. With stocks, you only make money when the market goes up. There's no cash flow. There's no equity capture. There's no principal pay down. There is zero tax benefit with the stock market. And you cannot double your money every 2 to 3 years. You can only do that in residential real estate. So I was a stockbroker right out of college. God had different plans, though, and I spent 22 years as a pastor. I actually went back to school and got something called an MDiv, or a Master of Divinity. Actually, was just a regular pastor. I did do a lot of travel. I took teams to Banda Aceh in 2004 after the tsunami that hit the day after Christmas in 2004. Took a lot of teams there to Mozambique, to Zimbabwe, actually to India, where there was a ministry that they would actually rescue girls who were enslaved. Great ministry. Anyway, that was my life. Stock market experience, ministry experience. No real estate experience, zero. My first takeaway that I want to share with you, and want you to really get this, is don't try to learn real estate investing on your own. Why? Because you need a real human being to talk to. Here's the thing. Real estate is simple. People are difficult. You need somebody to get feedback from. You need somebody to get directions from. Now, here's one way that you probably are difficult if you're like me. You read the instructions, but you know a better way. You have a shortcut. So you take the shortcut. The shortcut doesn't work. Now you have to go back and start all over again. You know, you get the new... Oh, Christmas is coming up. You get the new thing for the kid. It has instructions how to put this together. You look at the instructions, you set them aside and try to do it on your own. Then you have to go back and look at the instructions and do it all over again. Now, like I said, real estate is simple. People are difficult. Don't try to learn on your own. I started out, I didn't know anything about real estate at all. When my wife and I were newly married, this is about 1990, we ordered Carlton Sheets Real Estate Investor Program. Now, he has passed away, but taught a lot of the same principles that we do that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm going to say it was around 1990, I think I said that. We were living in our second apartment. We were getting ready to buy a house. We saw Carlton Sheets on late night TV. I'm going to tell you why he was on late night TV here when we get on the other side of this break. And I'm going to tell you about my experience with that investment program. Glad you're with me today. Hang on, we'll get into some more good stuff when you get back.
Joe Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey there, glad you're back with me. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I am a real estate investor and a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Right at the first part of the show, I shared with you my background. I was a pastor, I was a stockbroker, and had no real estate experience at all. Back around 1990, I shared just before the break, my wife and I, we saw Carlton Sheets on late night TV. He was a real estate educator, and you could order his program. And I found out there was a reason that he and those other guys were always on late night TV. Back in the day, I've got 800 channels now. I have nothing to watch. But back in the day, you turn on the TV, you can't sleep. There's five channels. And on one of those channels, maybe two or three, there's a real estate guru talking about how to buy real estate with no money down. The reason they were on late night TV, one of the reasons anyway, is because what is the one thing you can't do when you're having financial problems? You can't sleep. So you get out of bed, you go into the den, you turn on the TV, you got to pull the little thing out because this is before remote controls. And then you got to click, click, click back and forth to find the right channel because again, before remote controls. And there's a guy on TV talking about real estate with no money down. And you're like, I got no money. I am down with that. And so you order the program. I also found out that the majority of people who in some cases spent thousands of dollars on those programs, on books and CDs and cassettes and all that kind of stuff, actually never found themselves any closer to owning any real estate. And I'm a perfect example of why that is. And I'll explain. Here's the thing. I didn't know anything about real estate. I didn't know anyone that knew anything about real estate. I didn't know anyone that knew anything about real estate. But we ordered the Carlton Sheets program. The way I remember it, probably a little bit of fantasy, but I remember getting this big box of books. I do remember getting the big box of books and looking in there, and there were cassettes. I think this was after 8-tracks, before CDs, unless you were rich. But big box of books. I open it up and I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of books in this box. I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of words in these books. Now, don't judge me. I told you I had a BBA. I had an MBA so I could read. I just didn't want to then. I just wanted to get rich. I thought Carlton Sheets says how to do this. We're going to find financial freedom. We are going to become real estate titans. And I'm looking through the books and I'm thinking, man, that is a lot of information. And the way I remembered is I looked at my wife and I looked at the books and I looked at my wife and I looked at the books and I said, hey, you want to go down to Blockbuster and see if there's any new movies out and we can stop at Domino's on the way home and get a pizza? And she said, sure. And I said, great. We put the books on the coffee table where they sat probably for at least a month. You want to leave them on the coffee table so that, you know, when you walk by, you might actually pick one up and look at it. But they stayed there for a time. They eventually migrated to our spare bedroom in that apartment. From there, they migrated to our very first house, where they stayed in the spare bedroom at that house for at least 5 years. Because here's the thing. If you spend a lot of money on something that offers you financial freedom, that offers to make you rich beyond your wildest dreams, that offers to make you a real estate titan, you don't want to throw it away until you're absolutely sure you're not going to use it. After 5 years, nothing going on there, put it out for the trash. If we had opened that first book, I heard this years later, that in that first book, Carlton Sheets said this. This is why we had a problem. He said, "You have wasted your money on this educational material if you do not surround yourself with successful, like-minded people." Remember what I said? We didn't know anybody that knew anything about real estate. Nothing. So the book with words on a page really was not helpful for us at all. Now, what is the point? Point is, don't try to learn on your own. I talk to people all the time who try to do real estate on their own, never successful. They say, "I don't need to join Lifestyles. I don't need to join this." There are lots of places you can go to find information, but they say, I can just explore it on my own. No, don't try to do that. Let me tell you about our first rent house. We had our first rent house around 2007. We were trying to sell a house. I was a pastor. We were moving to another area, and so we had to sell the house. We had a buyer. Our realtor, which was one of the best realtors in town, said, "Okay, for some reason, I can't remember why, the couple had to move into the house quickly before they could get approved for their loan." But she said, "I guarantee they're going to get approved for their loan if they," and so they were basically going to rent while they were waiting for the loan to be approved. She said, "I guarantee they'll be approved for the loan. If they don't, I'm not going to charge you a commission on the lease," which is usually 1 month's rent. We said, "Okay, we trust you. We'll go ahead and do that." Well, guess what? They didn't approve. So we had a renter, an accidental renter. Now, I operate from positivity. Del Walmsley says he is generally a negative person. I'm the opposite. I agree with Zig Ziglar, who said positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Maybe you need to hear that today. Positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. If you got to do something, you can think negatively about it or you can think positively about it. If you think negatively about it, guaranteed, probably going to turn out bad. If you think positive about it, you can do it better than otherwise. So I thought, accidental renter, maybe this is going to turn into something great. We will become real estate titans from this one accidental renter. And truth be told, they were great tenants from day one. My wife had left a Bible verse there somewhere in the house. And as I'm talking to the renter, he said, "Oh, I saw that. I guess you guys are Christians." I said, "Yeah, actually, I'm a pastor." And he was like, "Oh, that's so great. We're Christians too. Wonderful, wonderful." And they were great tenants for about the first 450 to 500 days. Because then he was in some kind of financial services industry. It was 2008, 2009 time frame. His business took a downturn. And from that moment on, he was late with the rent every single month for the next several years. Not only was he late every single month, he wouldn't call me. He wouldn't answer my phone calls. He wouldn't answer my emails. He just ignored me until he would answer. And so some of your biggest real estate fears became realized in my life at that time because I was trying to do it on my own. Not intentionally. I just didn't know anybody that knew anything about real estate. So biggest fear most people have is, what if I have a bad tenant? What if they don't pay? Well, he wasn't paying on the first. Like I said, not returning phone calls, ignoring me. I'm waking up every day after the second, and I'm thinking, it's going to be a great day. And then I remember, oh, wait, he hasn't paid. I haven't gotten the rent yet. I don't know if we'll be able to pay the mortgage. I would just get this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. Another big fear you have probably is, if I get in real estate, what if I lose money? Well, we had zero cash flow on this property. What we collected for rent went straight to the mortgage company. So we had no buffer. We had no safe zone. We had nothing to sustain us if this guy didn't pay the rent. One of the three rules of investing from Del Walmsley is must have cash flow. We had no cash flow. On top of that, they damaged the wood floors. He decided to put a weight room in the front living room. Beautiful living room. So nice. So awesome. So wonderful. And he put a weight room in there. Ruined the floors. But you know what the hardest thing about that whole situation was? We had nobody to talk to. We were going it alone. We had no one to say, do this, don't do that. One of our mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited told me one time, either you will train your renters or they will train you. Well, he had trained us to accept rent late every single month. He had trained us to expect not to ever get a phone call back from him. He had trained us. If I had just had that one mentor to talk to, I could have had such a better life with that piece of property. When we get back, I'm going to continue with a couple more fears that we had during that. I'm going to tell you how to do it right. So hang out with me. This is David Ruzicka. You're listening to Lifestyles Radio.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad you're with me today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I am talking about my experience in getting started in real estate and my two big takeaways. And the first big takeaway was don't try to learn on your own. And I was sharing my first experience with real estate, which was an accidental renter. We were selling the house. The realtor, who was an expert, who was wonderful, best realtor in town, said, I guarantee there was some reason they were going to be slow to get approved, but she said they'll get approved, but they need to rent the house until they do. They didn't get approved. We ended up being accidental landlords. And had we experienced all the fears that probably if you have thought about getting into real estate but actually have not done it, you probably would have. Things like, what if I have a bad tenant? What if they don't pay? Well, we did have a bad tenant. He didn't pay. He was late every single month. After the first year or two, we had zero cash flow on the deal, so we had no buffer. Everything that he paid us in rent, we sent to the mortgage company. But the hardest thing of all was that we had nobody to talk to. What was the point? The point was, don't try to learn on your own. Don't try to do it alone. We had nobody to talk to. No one who could say, do this, don't do that. As I mentioned before the break, one of our mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited says, either you will train your residents or they will train you. And our resident had trained us that every month you're going to feel sick to your stomach until he pays the rent. It might be on the 4th. It might be on the 29th day of the month. But every morning I'd wake up and I'd be worried about it. Just a horrible, horrible experience. My third biggest fear I had about this, about real estate, was what if I have to evict somebody? I was terrified of that idea. I didn't know anyone that had ever done an eviction. I didn't even know anybody that had been evicted, or at least if they had been, they hadn't told me about it. I mean, that's how it was like going to a foreign planet, this idea of eviction. So when they're paying late, I'm terrified because I'm thinking there's nothing I can do. One day the renter calls. He says, we're moving out. We have to move to wherever. I don't know what. And he said, can we use our deposit for the last month's rent? Well, at that point, I'm like, no, you owe so many late fees that I've never collected. Oh, but I thought you forgave those. No, I said, I didn't forgive them. I just kind of halted collecting them because they would go on forever. So they got out. We sold the house. I praised God. That was a horrible experience. I'd wake up every day and say, God, thank you. I don't own any rental real estate anymore. And remember what I said? I'm a positive person. At the beginning, when they became an accidental rental, I thought, maybe this is going to bloom into this wonderful rental business and we're going to be rich beyond our wildest dreams. And it turned into a nightmare. What was my biggest fear during that time? Probably your biggest fear when you think about rental real estate. It's fear of the unknown. And we didn't know anybody who could make the unknown known. We didn't have anybody that could make the unknown known. My only source of information was a friend who had a few properties and was himself learning on his own. He'd say, well, David, I don't really know what you should do. Well, that's not helpful at all. I mean, we had nobody that could make the unknown known to me. So don't try to learn on your own. Find what Tony Robbins calls a role model or a mentor, or what Andrew Carnegie called a mastermind group. Find someone who's done what you want to do successfully and imitate them. Someone that has done what you want to do is wildly successful at it and imitate them. Finding a mastermind group, for me, that was Lifestyles Unlimited. I had a mentor through Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what ultimately got me back into the most effective way to build real estate through, most effective way to build wealth, real estate. So point number one was don't try to learn on your own. Point number two is don't try to do it on your own. Don't try to learn on your own. Don't try to do it on your own. Do real estate as a team sport. Fast forward, actually years later, I'm sitting in a deal in a thing, Lifestyles thing. My grandmother lived to be 103. So I'm thinking I'm never going to retire because here's the thing. I was a pastor. At the rate I was going, I would be working until the day I died. At 102 years old, I seem to get all my genetics from my grandmother. That's the point of my grandmother being 103. Sorry about that. So I'm thinking I'm going to live to be 103. At 102, I'm going to be working at Walmart, greeting people as they come in. Eventually, we had saved up enough money to invest in real estate. Heard about Del Walmsley. We joined. We sat through the two-day class. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, kind of the linchpin of the whole membership is that two-day class where one of our educators, or Del Walmsley himself, teaches you everything you need to know, how to locate, negotiate, rehab, finance, manage, lease, both single-family and multifamily properties. As I'm sitting through that two-day class and Del Walmsley's teaching it, I sat there and just checked off the boxes. With our initial accidental rental property years before, I did this wrong, I did this wrong, I did this wrong. I mean, it's just one thing after another that we did wrong in that whole situation. So we go through the two-day class. We started looking for a house to buy, to rehab, and then to rent. But this time, unlike the first time, we had a great team. We had people on our team who could make the unknown known to us. I had Lifestyles Realtors help me. That was huge. I talk to realtors from time to time, and they say, I really don't think I need Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a realtor. I know how to invest in real estate. Well, mine years ago didn't know how to invest in real estate. She was one of the top realtors in her town, but she advised us right into a disaster. So here's what happened when I joined Lifestyles. I'd find a deal. I would take it to a Lifestyles realtor. They'd look at it. They'd say, okay, here are what the rehab costs. I didn't have to try to estimate that. I didn't know how to estimate that. Here are the rehab costs. And they'd make an offer for me. At the same time, I'm talking to my mentor. He had a net worth of $2 million from real estate. He was very successful. I think he owned maybe 20 houses. So I'm showing him every deal. He says, this one is good. This one is not good. Here are the things you might want to consider with this one. He's confirming what the realtor is telling me. So I'm not just talking to one person. I'm talking to two people who are both wildly successful in real estate. Do you have any idea how reassuring that is? Two very successful experts telling me how to run my business. So my very first house, a Lifestyles realtor actually found it. It was never on MLS. Another realtor knew that she was successful in doing real estate for Lifestyles. She said, would you sell this house? She said, sure. So I got it. She had already run the numbers for me. She said, here's what your rehab is going to cost. She said, I had to hard money lender do this. I have a quote on the roof. This is the best roofer on the Lifestyles vendor list because they're going to be cheaper than anybody else. I mean, she had all this inside information that she was sharing with me. Now, remember before, I'm waking up every day sick to my stomach because of the unknown with my accidental rental. During this deal, guess what? Sometimes I woke up sick at my stomach. But instead of acting out of ignorance, I just called my mentor or I called my realtor and they waved a magic wand and sparkly magic dust descended into heaven all around me and I felt all better. And yes, I still believe in Santa Claus. No, that's not what happened at all. No, they gave me expert advice from all of their success and all of their education that they received through Lifestyles. And then the unknown became known to me and I was no longer fearful. So here's the thing. I wake up in the morning. There's something going on as I'm going through the process of rehabbing this property. And there's something that I don't know about. And so I wake up. I'm kind of sick at my stomach about it. I'm kind of fearful. I call my realtor. I call my mentor. They say, David, settle down. Here's all you have to do. And all of a sudden, the unknown has become known to me and I'm no longer fearful. Now, on my first house, that was a weekly occurrence for me because I didn't know anything, but I had a team to help me. I had lenders. Carlton Sheets said, surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. I met my hard money lender and my conventional lender at Lifestyles events. They knew exactly what I needed for my business. They knew exactly what my business was. You go to your local big branch of your big name bank, they probably don't know what you need. They've probably never done an investment property loan before. My lenders, that's all they did. And so they knew exactly what I needed and they were able to hold my hand through the whole process. So it was a success. They weren't put off by my stupid questions, by my ignorant questions, because they knew what I needed and they knew what I was trying to do. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how successful that first deal was. So hang on with me through the break. Glad you're with me today that you're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey guys, David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I'm glad you're with me today. As I mentioned earlier, I am one of the free workshop presenters. If you have not been to one of Lifestyles Unlimited free workshops, that is the best way to get started. Just to understand what it is we do, we're a real estate investor mentoring and education group. It is free. It is online. The next one I'm going to do is a week from today at noon, but we have two other guys who are just awesome at that workshop as well. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can sign up for one of those workshops. I'd love for you to sign up for mine, but one of the others is going to be just wonderful too. So be sure and go ahead and do that if you've never done it before. It'll be a great little education for you about Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, we were talking about the two big takeaways from me getting started in real estate. The first one was don't try to learn on your own. And I said the big key for me was when I was investing on my own, my biggest fear was fear of the unknown. Probably your biggest fear too, if you've never invested in real estate. It was fear of the unknown. And I had no one who could make the unknown known to me. My best bet was a friend who had a few properties and was not running those effectively at all. That was the guy I go to for questions about how to deal with my one little accidental rental and renter, both. So the idea is don't try to learn on your own. Do what Tony Robbins says. Find a role model or a mentor, somebody who's been where you want to go, and imitate them. Andrew Carnegie called that a mastermind group. That's what you want to do. So number one is don't try to learn on your own. Number two is don't try to do it on your own. Don't try to do it on your own. So my second time around, found out about Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm thinking my grandmother lived to be 103. I seem to get all her genetics. I'm going to live to 103, and I'm going to work until I die because I have no map that will effectively retire me in 5 years or 40 years or 60 years because I was a pastor. So join Lifestyles Unlimited in my first house. I said on my first house, I still had days where I would wake up with great fear. I still woke up with a sick stomach at times. But instead of acting out of ignorance, I just called my mentor or I called my Lifestyles realtor, and they would make the unknown known to me, and the fear would magically go away. See, I had a team to help me. I had a lender. I mentioned before, Carlton Sheets said, "Find you want to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people." My lenders, my hard money lender, my conventional lender, I met them at a Lifestyles Unlimited function. They knew what we needed as investors with Lifestyles Unlimited. They were used to it. You go into your local Chase Bank or Wells Fargo Bank and just talk to the person on the floor. They may have some people somewhere in the organization that know how to do that, but the people that you're going to run into probably will not have any idea. I had lenders that actually would walk me through the whole process. They knew that I was ignorant, but they didn't treat me like I was ignorant. They actually took the time to educate me and help me to be a good investor and to get through the deal. Contractors. I heard horror stories about contractors. Lifestyles has a vendor list. I called three contractors for quotes. I knew exactly what to fix because I had a team, a realtor who had put the list together, a mentor who had gone over that list with me. So I knew exactly what I needed to do. My contractors came out. My contractor, the one that I chose, all three were the same. They had done a lot of work for Lifestyles members. Some of our vendors get 90% of their business from Lifestyles members. So he knew exactly what I needed for a rental property. He wasn't looking to be a luxury, make it into a luxury home. He was a contractor to help investors make lots of money by creating the best product at the best price. And that is what I got. Not only that, what if I have a problem with someone on my team? On the first house years before, I had an issue with a vendor. You know what I had to do? I had to eat the issue. I had no leverage. I had nothing to do. There was nobody I could go to and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this guy. Can you make him fix the problem? No. Even if it was all his fault. My only choice was maybe to go to court, spend money on a lawyer, and that's not going to get me anywhere. So I had no leverage. This time around, I got a Lifestyles vendor director. I only had to call her one time because the vendor wasn't returning my call. So I called her. I got an email 30 minutes later. She said, David, he's very sorry. He'll be calling you later today. Took care of it. See, real estate is a team sport. You need a team to be successful. You need a team of successful, like-minded individuals, all working and focused and utilized according to their expertise so that you can be successful. Our accidental rent house years before, doing it alone, learning on my own, nobody around to help me, nobody around to guide me, a total and unmitigated disaster. One of the worst experiences of my adult life. Second time around. I've got a team. I've got people to advise me. I've got people to educate me. I have access also to the educational material. Here's the thing. A 250% capital gain on the equity capture. We paid $50,000 for that house, $10,000 out of pocket. We had $25,000 in repair costs. The house was worth $100,000 after all the repairs. That is a 250% capital gain on the equity capture. I wouldn't even know how to do the math to come up with something like that before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, before the education. 70% of your cash flow. That little house, $10,000 out of pocket, paid $7,000 a year in cash flow. You see the difference? Yes, was there fear? Sure, there was still fear. But this time, that fear of the unknown quickly went away. When I called my mentor, I called my realtor, I called my contractor, I had all these people on my team because I wasn't doing real estate alone. Real estate is a team sport, and you've got to have good people on your team. It can be Lifestyles Unlimited. It can be somebody else, but you've got to have a team in place that is going to educate you and keep you from making those mistakes that can cause real disaster in the financial world. If you don't have a team right now, then I want to invite you just to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's actually a page there, I think under education, and it says videos. And you can see story after story after story, just like mine, people who joined Lifestyles Unlimited with no experience at all and then became real estate investors. And many of those have already retired themselves. There's one couple, they made more money in retirement than they had in the previous lifetime of working. They increased their net worth by 5 times. I'll tell you about that if you come to my free workshop. I can actually show you their picture and give you a little more information about them on that. But go to lifestylesunlimited.com and sign up for that. Now, don't try to learn on your own. Don't try to do it on your own. Do real estate as a team sport that will help you out. If you've never invested in real estate, maybe you're worried. Me, I was worried. I was panicked on my first successful deal. I was worried and panicked, but I had somebody there to help me all along the way. I want to encourage you, take that kind of initiative in your own life. Real quick. Final story. This is my preaching story. Now, you probably heard this before. I don't care if you're an atheist. I don't care if you're a different religion, whatever you are. The story makes sense. Since childhood, I've been told a story about Jesus walking on the water. And there was Peter, who was brash and overreactive and spoke without thinking and took risk. And then he failed miserably because he tried to walk on the water with Jesus and he sunk. And the idea is Jesus is the hero. Peter is the zero. Like I said, atheist, non-religious, religious, I don't care. Here's the truth. If you want to walk on the water, you're going to have to get out of the boat. If you want to have financial freedom, you're going to have to take a step of faith. So I think that story is told wrong because here's the thing. If you don't know the story, Reader's Digest version, the disciples are on the boat. It's the middle of the night. There's strong wind and waves. Jesus comes walking to them on the water. They think he's a ghost. They freak out. They realize it's Jesus. Peter says, I want to walk on the water too. Jesus says, come on. Peter does. He looks at the waves. He gets scared and he sinks and Jesus pulls him up. Now, of the 12 disciples in that boat that day, I'd rather be Peter than any of the others because if anyone deserves to be discounted, it's the other 11. Get this real quick, some bullet points. 12 men saw Jesus walking on the water. One wanted to do it bad enough to ask to do it. 12 people saw him walking on the water. One had enough faith to get out of the boat. 12 people saw him walking on the water. One had the initiative to get out of the boat. Now, Peter's the one that did it. Only person in history to ever walk on the water. So now it's up to you. Do you want to buy back your time? Do you want to retire in 5 years or less? Do you want to leave a legacy for your family? It's going to take initiative. For some of you, it's going to take a leap of faith as well. That's what it took for me. So I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. take initiative, be proactive, and take a step of faith.
Videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.